This is the son of PCJ.
Yes, well, it's time again for your program, Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Perron, and it's very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Now, on today's program, you may hear me as sounding quite happy. Actually, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I am completely the opposite. Completely the opposite of being happy. Why is that? Well, you're going to find this, well, maybe amusing, maybe kind of sad, and maybe extremely funny. You may roll on the floor laughing, but believe it or not, it has to do with the weather. You may remember a while ago I told you that it's been raining nonstop here, and I'm serious, it was just continuous. Then last week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had the most extraordinary, beautiful weather that you can imagine. 4 full days of sunshine, beautiful blue skies, with a nice temperature of between, well, 22 to 25 degrees centigrade. Absolutely fantastic. The next morning, somewhere through the night until Tuesday morning, it dropped. It dropped down to 11 degrees centigrade, and more rain continued. Yes, it's just absolutely disgusting. I was thinking on the weekend, oh, finally some sunshine. Finally the weather is changing. Oh, yes. And then I went, oh, God, not again. The day that we're recording the show, which is Wednesday, February the 8th, the current outside temperature at this very moment while we're recording this program is 8 degrees and pouring rain. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, 8 degrees, that doesn't sound too bad. And actually, no, it isn't. It's not the temperature so much. It's more the dampness that's in the air. And it's just absolutely blech. It really is. I mean, even my dogs, who I take for walks twice a day, don't even like going outside. I'm not kidding. I'll open the door. They'll stick their noses out of the door. Look at me. And I could just picture them in their heads going, I'm not going out in this. And I still have to take them out anyway. And then it's the whole mess of having to dry them off when I get back. Which is, oh, it's such a pain in the backside. It's the only thing I can say. Right. You're listening to Happy Station. So hopefully now you'll understand why I may sound happier than normal. It's all an act. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually not that bad. It's not that bad. And hopefully the weather will be changing soon. But I'm also getting very excited because on the 28th of this month, I am flying to the United States and some other places. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on in the program if I haven't already told you in past editions. All right, time for music. Pretty soon on the program, I've been telling you that we're going to bring you an interview with this singer. His name is Tom Gable. He is from Germany. And we will be bringing that on a future edition of the program. It's already recorded. It's just scheduling it when we're going to do it. This is from his CD called Good Life. Here's Tom Gable and Catch Me If You Can.
Dirty lies, but I'm wiser now. And I've been learning, and I don't believe your lullabies. Well, I'm stronger now. You will see. Rising, see me fly. fade away, for the tears to dry. And you were saying that I won't, that I won't find my way. Now I hear you cry. You will see.
Tom Gabel, Catch Me If You Can. Next month, we're going to have a very, very special edition of Happy Station. And that's because we're going to be doing an entire show from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Yes, we're going to be doing a live program from Washington, D.C. at the studios of the Voice of America in Washington. Why am I going to Washington? Well, as I may have mentioned before, and I know I did, on February 28th, I'm flying to New York City, then taking an Amtrak train to Philadelphia, and then going by taxi from Philadelphia to Plymouth Meeting, which is going to be a Wednesday, to attend the SWL Fest, the Shortwave Listeners Fest, which this year celebrates 25 years. The fest is on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March. Now, a lot of people actually are going to be showing up on the 29th, and I've had a couple of you already responding to me saying that you're going to be there, and can we meet up for a drink on the 29th? It is possible, because I'm arriving, I believe, I think maybe the, what time? Maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. Which is funny because when you fly to New York from Taiwan, you actually miss an entire day. So I leave on the 28th of February. I arrive in New York on the 28th of February. I'm going to stay one night in New York and meet up with Russ Davis, host of Jazz America on the VOA. And then on the 29th, the train to Philadelphia and then by taxi. So I will have a few hours sleep, but I have to tell you, I'm going to be probably traveling for about 20 hours. So when I arrive in Plymouth Meeting, which will be around 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I am not sure how awake I will be, but just contact me anyway and we can meet up and head down to the bar and have a jolly old drink or so, you know, before the whole meeting begins, you see. Don't ask me what that accent's about. But anyway, yeah, so I will be there on the 29th. And I'm staying there for the night of the 29th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And then on the 4th, which is a Sunday, I am heading to Philadelphia. We'll stay in Philadelphia for one night. And then on the 5th, I head to Washington, D.C. And then in Washington, we're going to be doing some stuff at the VOA, as well as some other programs as well. And during this time, we're going to be recording a Happy Station show on the road as well. Because after this, I'm heading to Miami, and then Bahamas, and then Bonaire, back to New York, back to Hong Kong, and then back to Taiwan. So that's coming up next month. So we'll have a number of special programs, not just this show, but also Media Network Plus as well. Anyway, let's have a little bit more music. Here's Sarah McLachlan's Sweet Surrender on your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on fantastic partner stations everywhere, on satellite and on shortwave.
Doesn't mean much.
Sweet Surrender by Canadian Sarah McLachlan. If you wish to find us out on Twitter, by the way, you can find our Twitter information at our homepage, pcjmedia.com. That's pcjmedia.com, and you'll find all the information there. Next week on the program, by the way, we're going to be featuring one of our band programs again, and this was one that came to us as a suggestion from a listener in Australia that said maybe we should also focus on maybe a great vocalist or a couple of great vocalists, and he suggested a couple of weeks ago that we do something on the Rat Pack, so that's going to be on next week's edition of the show. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin, and that's going to be a fun show because we're going to be running, we'll play a couple of songs actually from a live show that they did in the 60s together that was recorded in Chicago. So that's next week on the program. There's a singer that we've played a couple of times that a number of you have said that you like very much. Her name is Qi Yu. Qi Yu, a very famous Taiwan singer. And the song that we played a couple of songs by her, the one that we've played, I think, two or three times since 2009, is called The Olive Tree. That's based on a poem by Sun Mei, a very well-known Taiwan author and poet. Her English name was Echo. She lived in many different countries, traveled around the world. And in the 1970s, or I think the late 70s or early 80s, she got together with Qi Yu, and Qi Yu wrote the music to some of her poems, and they recorded an album together, which is absolutely fantastic. Qi Yu, how would I describe her? She would be like a Taiwan version of, let's say, Barbara Streisand and... what is Sarah Brightman? That's who it is. That's who I'm thinking of. Sarah Brightman, kind of combined together. Qi Yu doesn't just sing in Chinese. She also sings in French. She's recorded songs in German. She's recorded in Japanese and English. A few years ago, she recorded an album which is very special because they took very well-known classical music pieces, wrote lyrics to them, and she recorded it with the Taipei Symphony Orchestra. So we're going to listen to one of them right now, and I know for all of you out there who said, oh, you have to play more of her music, why did you get her for an interview? Well, we are actually in doing that very, very soon. Well, not very soon, once I get back from my travels. So we're going to take a listen now to Qi Yu from this absolutely fantastic album with the Taipei Symphony Orchestra with Glitter and Dust.
Thank you. she sings, come back, sings to him from center stage. But now the light is growing dim, turn to dust, dust.
Chi Yu with Glitter and Dust. Yes, the music was what? Ah, I'm not going to tell you. I know what it is. But if you do, let me know. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And if you get the right answer, we will send you a little thank you gift. Yes, hs@pcjmedia.com if you know what the backing track of that was. Glitter and Dust, Chi Yu. Time now for a request. This is going out to Alfred. Alfred lives in New South Wales, Australia. Well, he lives there now. He's originally from London. He's been living in Australia for the past 5 years. He wants to hear Never Can Say Goodbye. And as he wrote it in his email, he said, you know the version. I can't think of the group, he said, but I want to hear it by Mr. Potato Head. And I went, wait a second. The children's toy Mr. Potato Head never sang. And I realized who he was talking about. He was talking about Jimmy Somerville, who was with the group the Commodores. No, the Communards. Here's Never Can Say Goodbye to Alfred.
I never can be saved.
The Commune Art is going out to Alfred, who contacted us via Facebook with Never Can Say Goodbye, The Commune Art. A couple of comments that we had recently from listeners in Australia and the United States, and also two from Europe, were asking about the version of Happy Station that we send to Kenya, asking basically if we do the same show or it's a different one. No, it's very different. We do the show in English, but also there's a lot of French tossed in, and the music is predominantly music from Africa in the program. And a number of you suggested, why don't you just run one of those for one time, so we can have an idea how it sounds. We're going to do that the week after next. Is it going to be the week after next? No, it's not going to be the week after next, because the week after next is a special program that we have. It'll be in 3 weeks. Sorry, 6 weeks' time. I have to count because I'm looking at a calendar right now, which is an old one. But anyway, yes, we have about 6 weeks, 5-6 weeks' time. We're going to be bringing you one of those programs. But to give you a little idea of the music that we play, you know, artists like the Soul Brothers from South Africa, Ricardo Lembo and La Máquina Loca from Congo, also from South Africa, Habi Kote from Mali, and many others. We're going to take a listen to one right now, and this is a fantastic piece. And for those who listen to in Africa, right, you know, maybe you're not in Africa, you could be outside of Africa, but you tune to the stations like Radio France International's French service or the VOA service, you've probably heard this group on their French service before. It's called Dolly. The group is called 4 étoiles, or 4 stars, and they're from Congo. We'll be right back. Congo, Quatre Étoiles with Dolly. Quatre Étoiles, for those who don't speak French, is translated to Four Stars. An absolutely fantastic group. All right, we're now going to stay in a bit of a world kind of feeling because a listener of ours by the name of RJ commented on the funny little sketch that we did on the show where we got together Ian McFarlane, Jonathan Marks, Victor Gunatelica. Who else did we have? Oh, yeah, Glenn Hauser, you know, Glenn Hauser and Arnie Coro. And, of course, at the end of the sketch, Arnie Coro and Artie, since they're extremely good friends, did a song together. The song, of course, was Cuban Pete, with the lyrics dramatically changed. Anyway, RJ said, can you play the original version by Desi Arnaz? Well, here it is for you now.
About Sloppy Joe, the Latin Lothario, but Havana has a new sensation. He's really a modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana. And here's what he has to say.
They call me Cuban Pete, I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete, I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. The señoritas, they sing and how they swing with this rumbero is very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring, never a carol, singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete, and I'll teach you to chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Si, señorita, I know that you will like the cheeky-boom chick, 'cause it's the dance of Latin romance. And Cuban Pete doesn't teach you in a hurry like Arthur Murray. You're now in Havana, and there's always mañana. So, señorita, please, take it easy, do it with ease, and you'll love it when you do the chick, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom. Chick, 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 chicky boom, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom.
The original version of Cuban Pete, performed by Desi Arnaz. If you enjoy this program and would like to, well, buy a sponsorship membership and have special deals on some items, we have a couple of items in the PCJ shop. It's very easy. Go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and you'll find all the information on the right-hand menu. Membership is $10, $5, or $1, and you get a discount on items that you can buy in the PCJ shop, like we have a very nice Wi-Fi radio. Also, by the way, we just started carrying the SanGen ATS-909X, the SanGen ATS-909X, the brand-new receiver from SanGen, for $145 plus $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the world. So a total of $160, which is cheaper than you'll find anywhere else. You'll also get a tracking number with it. And just recently, a listener all the way in Australia, he actually received his. And I it's not the first time that we've sent the receivers to Australia, but I was very surprised at how fast he got it. It was like it was just sent. His name is Paul Philbrook, and he sent along a picture of the radio because we when did we send the radio? I think we sent it on we sent it February 3rd, and he just got it today, which is the day that we're recording the show, February the 8th. So he got it in a matter of just a few days. We sent it by EMS, and he sent along a picture to show that everything arrived well. So if you go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, you'll see PCJ Shop. Click on that. And if you want to buy one from us, go right ahead. We have a number of them. And if we run out of stock, don't worry, we can get some more. Because you may not know this, but Shenzhen is right next to us. Well, not literally right next to us. It's only about a 10-minute taxi drive away. And we have a special price right now. It's $160, which includes shipping. You'll find all the information at our website. This is a song that I remember listening to over and over and over and over again when it came out. Here's the Dream Academy and Life in a Northern Town.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. Said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Life in a golden time.
Hey, mama, mama, mama.
Hey.
Life in a Northern Town, The Dream Academy. Boy, that is taking me back. And oddly enough, we didn't play it from that source, but I still have the original cassette that I bought when that album came out, and I think that was their only hit song. Not bad, actually. Good combination of instruments as well. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio, and we still have time to squeeze in one more piece of music, and we're going to take a listen to a band that is from Montreal, Canada, and this is their international hit, Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance.
Your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. What we can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, well it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Okay, actually, that sort of caught me off guard. I totally forgot how the ending was on that. The Safety Dance, Men Without Hats. All right, before we go, I want to tell you about a couple of special programs that we have coming up for the show of the 25th, Saturday the 25th, or the weekend of the 25th, 26th, and 27th, because some of you receive it on the 27th, and also March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The weekend of the 25th, we're going to be bringing you an interview with Tom Mayer when he was on the program last year at the end of the year, as well as some of his music, and that's on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. The show of March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're going to be bringing a special program that aired in 1977 on Radio Netherlands, and it was to celebrate the 50th anniversary of shortwave broadcasting from Holland. And that's going to be the week of 3rd, 4th, and 5th while I'm in the United States. So we have those two special programs coming up very soon. Well, just actually at the end of the month and the beginning of next month. Once again, our email address, if you wish to contact us, is very simple. HS at PCJmedia.com. That's HS at pcjmedia.com. And of course, our website, as always, www.pcjmedia.com. And you can find out all our programs that we have. And if you are on Facebook, just do a search for us on Facebook, PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, join the group. And I know I should mention this again, because we've had quite a few people actually signing up for this way to listen to our programs, because you can listen to them at any time. And that's now we're available on an app, a phone app for iPhone, iPad, as well as other smart devices from Stitcher. The app is free of charge, which is great. You can find a link for them at our website that I just gave. And you'll see under the Facebook logo, Stitcher, click on that, and it will give you all the details. And the nice thing about it is the download time, I have to say, is surprisingly incredibly quick. And when I tried it out, I connected to a G3 network, not through a Wi-Fi network, but a G3 network. And the download time was about 80% faster than it was doing it from your laptop or your PC. So it's extremely fast. It took about maybe 5 seconds to download the whole thing. And you can save it as your favorites and everything. You just do a search for PCJ and the shows, and that's all you need to do. So you'll find that information at our website. Anyway, on behalf of our production assistant, Johan Backer, our technician, Kevin, thank you, doing a wonderful job as always. I'm Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.